And there are communities that envy the fact that you have Terry here. And his support staff of Jay, I'm going to say Jay is Terry's support staff, how do you like that? It probably works the other way around, but I'm not sure exactly sometimes how that goes. But Jay and the countenance he brings to the county and his leadership and Tracy in front of a client, you all have not had the experience of seeing how Tracy handles a client in Atlanta. I have on multiple occasions. She does a tremendous job. And then Ashley with details like this, you have a great team at DAC and a great board of directors. My kids say that I'm really good at sucking up. And this isn't a suck-up speech, but I want to be sure you know how well you have it. Very, very few counties in the state have towns like Yorktown and Daleville that are so engaged and have commissioners participating from the towns. Very few towns or counties have the resources of bringing a guy with the contacts like Brad Book out to the table. Or having former commissioners like the Natty work for the city now. And having a mayor that is so bold and aggressive that he's willing to stand up in the face of objection and conservatism and make change. I want to point out to you that this shell building is just a tool. It's a tool by itself, but it's an important tool. But it can't do its job if as a community you don't do your job. And that community's that's a big circle. We need quality housing. If I can't get a CEO's wife to live here, I can't sell this building. We need workforce, because every one of these facilities we fill up takes more high quality talent. And the fact that this county is working hard to a pre-K-12 program, it's working hard to embrace and grow workforce from the ground up, it's working hard on its initiatives with Ivy Tech and Ball State, I have to tell you that workforce across the state of Indiana is our number one single issue now, because we have been so successful, we've outgrown our workforce. So to get that workforce with skillful needs where Steve and John Littler and the various manufacturers I see around here can keep their operations not only growing as they are today, but advancing forward into new technologies, that workforce component, I can't tell you how critical it is. I can't sell buildings if you can't give me workers. So the other component is you need to brag about yourselves. And I can tell you the most critical element of that is your media. We need media that stands strong and paints the positive pictures, the things we need to celebrate around a community. And a lot of communities don't have that. So I look around and I take the commissioners that you have, I take the council that you have, and both the city government and the county government. I look at the redevelopment commissions, the fact that we now have Mindy Kenworthy driving a whole new generation of advancing East Central Indiana. And I don't see anything but absolute positive signs for this community. And I want you to know that Garmong is deeply humbled, and I am particularly deeply humbled. You've said a lot of nice things about us. I want you to know that we don't take that for granted. You have almost adopted us, and we are very, very thankful for the support you give us, and we're so grateful to be here today.